Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Just me at the top of this episode to let you know about the comedy festival shows that I have on sale. So make sure you go to joshearl.com.au. Season passes for the podcast, 6 o'clock Sundays at the European Beer Cafe. Only $50 for the next, 10 days, 11 days? And then we also have the show with Ben Lomas, apparently on at the Imperial for the last 2 weeks of the festival. So April 6th to April 18th. Head to joshearl.com.au for tickets or the Comedy Festival website. I think it's comedyfestival.com.au. Search for us. Buy some tickets. It'd be lovely to see you all. Hey, for those who were meant to be coming last Saturday to the final Comedy Republic shows, very sorry. We went into lockdown and I couldn't do the show. So hold on to those tickets or, you know, you could always get a refund if you're not going to be in town. Hit up Comedy Republic because they were dealing with all the tickets there. But we are going to have a date very soon for that replacement show. So you can hang on if you want. I think that's all I need to say. Thanks everyone who's been jumping on the Patreon. And hopefully you've enjoyed the last couple of Patreons. We had a very good two, actually. One with Kelly Festuca, one with Andy Matthews about household chores. That was very fun. And we've got some great ones coming up with people like Jude Pearl and Michael Chamberlain coming up in the next couple of weeks, which is lots of fun. Anyway, enjoy this episode. Recorded live at Comedy Republic with Nick Cody, Duroc Jazz Singer, Irving the Jumper, and the lovely Nikki Britton. Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? New shirt. What do you reckon? Who's come the last 2 weeks? I reckon this is the best one so far. Last week's was better. Fucking hell. First week! So you're saying this is the worst one? This one, thank you. I got one more week to get this right, guys. One more week. Hey, thanks for all coming in. How are you all doing with your masks on? You got a beer, you can take your mask off. That's good. That's a good way to sell beers at this place. Hey, if this is your first time to the podcast, what I do every single week, I trawl the internet trying to find other Josh Earls to introduce the show. My English footballer, he's been traded again. This is like the fourth team he's been traded to. When I went online, I checked his Twitter to see which team he's been traded to, noticed he stopped following me on Twitter. Oh. What have I done, mate? What have I done? It's too much self-promoting. They can't all be tweets about calling people virgins. Anyway, so, hey, is anyone in the room, this is their first time ever watching or listening to the podcast? No, you're all, there is one. Great. I get four very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares her name with a hairstylist from Olney, Illinois. Can you please welcome, it's Nikki Britton, everyone! Hey, Nikki.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good.
You're in town. This is nice.
I'm in town.
You made it.
I made it. I made it via Darwin, by Howard Springs. Yeah.
Because you live in Sydney, so that's a long way around.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's not your normal way to go. It's not the instinctive way to go.
Also, do you know about this hairstylist from Olney, Illinois?
I don't.
Nikki
Britton.
Talk
me through her.
Her name's Nikki Britton.
Is she?
That's your name.
It is.
Yeah.
That's cute.
She's got her own business. She's got a husband who she loves dearly. She says on Facebook.
Well done her. Good on her. Good on her. Bet someone holds her at night. That's good.
Well, you were telling me
didn't
you
spend 2 weeks in Howard Springs on a fucking own, did she?
You were telling me you got your hair cut this week.
I did. Oh, yeah, I did.
Do you want to tell this story now?
Yeah, sure. I got my hair cut, guys. Whatever.
For the listeners at home, all the people are wearing masks, so you couldn't hear the woos, okay, when she said, I got my haircut.
Yeah, yeah. Now, also, I am wearing it in the most...
Yeah, you tied it up.
You could not possibly tell. So I went to this like, I'm not from Melbourne, and I'm down here to shoot a TV show thing, whatever, not bragging. And the hair and makeup people were like, oh, well, you look like you've been dragged through a tip. We're going to have to go and sort you out. I know. It was quite funny at the time, a bit of repartee. And I was like, I have essentially been locked down in some form since mid-December, so this is, yeah, it's a wreck. It's a mess. Please help me out. And so I went, and, like, I have been locked down since mid-December because I was on the northern benches. Oh, Christ. and so, like, I hadn't seen family in a really long time, and I just spent a week and a bit in Howard Springs in Darwin. It had been a long trip. And then I went to get my hair cut. These people had to get me in the next day. They're calling salons all over the city, right? And then they find this place. They're like, oh, can you do a cut and colour tomorrow, midday? Yes, great, amazing. I show up. I'm sitting in the chair. And this guy behind me has this really interesting accent. And British. But, like, he's got, like, butt. He's doing the butt, like, he's from up there. You know what I mean? Like, north. But he's also, like, kind of got that, like, almost Welsh sort of dance about it when he's talking. And so I was like, hang on, where is this accent from? And we're talking, and then I remembered that my entire family are from a little teeny tiny island called the Isle of Man in Britain. I don't know if anyone's heard of it. Oh, yeah, hands up in the front. What do you know it? Are you from there?
My family.
Your family, your lineage. Mate, we're probably cousins. Like, legit, everyone's pretty, like... Anyway, with great love. Anyway, just... So I stood up and I was like, you're from the Isle of Man. He said, I am. He said, who do you know there? And I was like, oh, well, we were the... And prick your ears up if you know these names. We were the Howlands. We're also the Quirks. There's a Quirk.
The Quirks?
The Quirks, yeah.
As in David Quirk.
As in David Quirk, but that's a married name. I'm not related to that side, particularly by blood. Anyway, he said... Yeah, Abby Quirk. And I was like, my second cousin, Abby Quirk. And he said, I've been doing her hair for 10 years. And, like, in a time when I was just gagging to meet family, yeah. I just gave this random man a hug. Not COVID safe. And I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Quicker story in text, anyway. Oh, no.
Great. Heaps quicker.
That's great.
Nah, fair play.
Also joining is a man who shares his name with the owner-operator of Deals Jeep Safari in Sri Lanka. Can you please welcome us, Duruk Jayasinghe?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hi, folks. I didn't get my hair cut. Shaved my pubes, though. So same. It was a mess from quarantine.
Was the person who did it from the Isle of Man?
they said it looked like there was someone. It's been through a tip. Like that's just the herpes.
I found another Duruk Jayasinghe.
But Jayasinghe as well.
Jayasinghe, yeah.
Different spelling, Jayasinghe, but still.
Well, no, it's the same.
Fuck that guy. That is bullshit. Do you know how proud I am that I'm the only Duruk Jayasinghe in the village?
Well, no. He's also from Sri Lanka. He owns a company called Jeep Safari, which if you look up on Facebook, permanently closed.
It's
not good.
Not something's essential, like comedy.
Hey, let's bring Anaktes out. Anaktes shares her name with a Kolkata woman who loves, according to her Facebook profile, MMA fighting and vaccinations. Can you please welcome, it's Irvi Majumdar. Hey, Irvi.
Hey, how are you?
Do you know this other Irvi? Have you come across her online?
No, but it is a rare Indian name, so I should probably... I did reach out to an Irvi once on Facebook and she didn't respond, so... and that other Irvi had my same birthday, so I thought that was rude.
Oh. Yeah. As in the exact same day?
Yeah, but different year.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's not like a twin. Parallel universe thing that you split off and...
No, but I thought it was still... I was like, hey, we have the same birthday and the same name. Like, what up? And she didn't respond. Why?
Fuck her.
Yeah. Permanently closed as well. Hey, do you say your name... If you were back in India, would you say Irvi Majumdar?
Yeah, so...
Fuck yeah. That's why we need more diversity on a panel, folks.
Yeah, well, I came to Australia and I would say I'm Irvi Majumdar and then people would say it like Uvi and I'm like, that is like a dog barking. I hate that sound. So
in supposed to do a rook.
Yeah. In grade three, I had a moment of, what's it called? Like reborn, being reborn. And I just said, it's Irvi. that's how I'm here. Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Irvi Majo, mate. Anyway, and our final guest shares his name with a man from Oklahoma whose LinkedIn profile states his occupation is blue collar. Can you please welcome us Nick Cody?
Did somebody ask for diversity? Hey, everyone. How are we?
Hey, mate. This guy could be you. It's blue collar.
Yeah.
That's all he says. Occupation, blue collar.
Fuck. I've got blue collar head, white collar skills. You know what I mean? Like I called a plumber once to fix a dishwasher, and it turned out it just wasn't turned on at the wall. So, not blue collar at all.
Hey, did you bring your mask on stage with you?
Oh, fuck. No, it's out the back.
Ah.
Why would I?
I don't know.
It was just funny.
It was just
so
funny.
So, of course, I left it somewhere else.
A visual gag on an audio.
Yeah, a visual gag.
I ran out of the house. Maybe Beck would throw it. I don't know. I ran out of the house. And my
here we go.
My podcast, Mid-Flight Brawl, cheeky plug. We made masks, and they arrived the day Dan Andrews said, don't worry about masks. Siffy was fucking waiting for us to do it. And there's two sizes, small and large. And the large, I've got a big bont, so it's pretty tight on the head anyway. And I've just grabbed one because I had to hop on the train, and it was not the large. This is. And it pulls my ears forward, but I can wiggle my ears, which is useless. But now I'm a dad, so
you're like the Aussie Bean.
Yeah. But. It looked too embarrassing on the train, so I just kept my ears pinned back the whole time. Just
stressing me out.
Did you pass one of the big billboards of you on Fox FM?
Yeah. Yeah.
As you're on the train.
That's me. And you're like, oh, no. He's nuts.
All right,
he thinks he's Fev.
Our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the five of us. Because some people on this panel aren't on Twitter too much.
Fuck you.
And Nick's been locked out. Forgot his password.
No, so I've gone to Parler, guys. That's where it's at. I don't know if anyone... Finally, I can say what we all want to hear. No, I just forgot my password again. I've brought it up many times on this show. I got locked out once, and then I got it opened again, and then I've forgotten the password again. So I don't think it's for me.
So every time you do this show, I have to remind you, have you got Twitter? And you're like, nah. Don't have any more. Sorry,
doesn't
I'm
your computer
score.
Save them? No.
No, I never trust. Do you use the what
I
Chrome
save
recommends?
Everything. Yeah.
No. I have them. Like I have them written down. Like on a. like on a scroll.
Like national treasure.
Yeah.
All right. So if you think you know who tweeted it, including me, say your name. Your name is your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So you can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker faces on. Here we go.
Poker dots on.
You got it.
Visual gags.
Went to pay $1 Hungry Jack's chips and card declined. A pimply teen told me it was all going to be okay.
Dill?
Yes, dill.
Ooh. Just based... this is so offensive, but I think just because it's about poverty, Uvi.
You are correct, Dill. Yes, you are right.
Okay.
That's not because you're, a new comedian. It's because you're Indian.
Yeah, I got it. All right.
Just want to make sure that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I had money in my other account. I just hadn't transferred it over.
You can't pay with rupees. Is that what your people call it?
Yeah, I need 10,000. Yeah.
And guys, Del can say that he's Pakistani. That's still upset over that cashmere.
All right, next question. I genuinely can't remember a time when dinner wasn't a sushi roll eaten at a Sprint up Swanson Street.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Dill.
No, that's Nikki. Okay, I point there for Nikki. Yeah.
Woo! It was. It was during Comedy Festival.
Oh,
you know
that's what got me.
Yeah, I was thinking local, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was during Comedy Festival. I mean, you're just racing around, you're hungover, you eat sushi, you do a show, you drink again. That's all that's happening.
It's a good lie, isn't it?
That's not.
The sushi roll? Look, I've turned everything around. As you're eating four of them.
All the fried chicken ones.
I used to have sushi that was then deep fried. Have you ever had that? Did I dream
what?
That? That's a thing, right? There's sushi rolls, like your standard rice and seaweed and all that shit, and then they're deep fried.
I think you ate a Chico roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know spag ball when you deep fry spag ball?
The fuck? Is that a Scottish roll, like the California roll, if it's just deep fried? Yeah. What was it? What flavour in it?
They used to sell it at Melbourne Uni. Any alumni? No, just me?
I wonder if those...
we get it.
Yeah.
We went to Melbourne.
next question. Shocking that the athletes who dedicated their life to a sport that has no teams are being selfish about having to quarantine.
Deal.
Yes, deal.
Based on sport, I'm looking at... Joshel!
You are correct, deal. Right. Wasn't it? Yes. And if I find out that it's any doubles players who are tested positive, execute them. I am... dog shit sport, dog shit people.
Oh, anyway, you're going to get... You're about to get cancelled on Tennis Australia.
Oh, no. A bunch of rich people are going to take what away from me? A podcast. Fucking have it. Like, yeah.
Well, Mike Goldstein is never going to be on this podcast.
But you were quarantining. Like, we kind of mentioned at the start, you were what? Darwin for how many days?
Well, it ended up being 9 in the end because I sucked a lot of officials off. I just had to get out of there. It was, yeah.
I love that it had to be a lot as well. Like, one official was not good enough.
It was through a fence as well. It was really hard. It was hard. And the humidity, woo! Girl had her work cut out for her. Yeah, it was 9 in the end.
Because, Cody, you also had to quarantine. Did you suck off some people?
No, I did the full 2 weeks. So I got so bored, I was trying to suck myself off. No, I had to do it. I feel bad because you had to do 9 days with no child. So I can only assume how fucking easy that was. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Like, what did you do?
Mostly sweated in Darwin. I made friends with a gecko. I masturbated a lot. I cried. Wow. That was about it, guys. It's still very recent, so it's not funny yet. You know what I mean? Comedy is time plus tragedy. We haven't got the time bit. It'll get there. We'll get there.
Thank God you didn't do the 14 days. Yeah. Like you're talking to animals.
Yeah, she'll be like Apocalypse Now. Marlon Brando with a shaved head. My hair needs fixing.
And I'm quite resilient. It just broke me. It just, I don't know why. Broke me.
There's good butter chicken in Darwin.
Oh, well, tell me all about it, mate. I don't know. I got fucking dead potato even now.
But you haven't had to quarantine, have you, Dill? It's not... Like, you don't just go around Darwin. Like, do you think that's the punishment? You're locked in Darwin.
Just go and try some... Go to the markets.
All right, next question. Putting peanut butter on Easter eggs and eating them. I felt bad doing this at 3 a.m. until I realised it's no longer daylight saving. So, technically, it's 2 a.m.
Irvy.
Yes, Irvy.
Dill?
No, that's Nick Cody there. Point there for Nick. Cody. Yeah.
Can't believe you went that skinny bitch where it's clearly the mushy.
Well, you were just talking about fried something. Yeah. So it must be him.
I actually thought it was me.
Fuck, it was good.
Does sound good.
Yeah, peanut butter. Yeah. Just breaking up Easter eggs and dipping it into the jar of peanut butter. Yeah.
You have a lot of flexes in your life. One of my favorite flexes of recent times is your attitude towards Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah.
He gets annoyed with me if I have to put the Ben and Jerry's, the whole tub, back in the freezer.
Yeah, it never gets in there. Like, I bring it home and I almost show it the freezer. Like, you almost made it. but you're dead now. So what I... When I get Uber Eats Ben and Jerry's, which is fucking grim, to just get a tub of ice cream, I also get the Tonight Show, the little ice cream sandwich. So while the ice cream tub that I'm going to eat sits on the bench, because it comes too frozen.
Yeah.
Of course.
One star.
Yeah.
So while that's warming up, I eat the sandwich.
An appetizer.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason you're born with 10 toes. You're not meant to leave with all of them. You know what I mean? Let's get rid of a bit. Who needs all their toes? It's very greedy.
All right, next question. Rather than spend $4 on a perfect mango, my dad will spend $10 for 20 brown, mushy ones. Growing up, I thought I hated fruit, but turns out it was just off.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
I feel like it's cheating, but Irvy Majum Dill.
You are correct again, Dill.
It's
yes.
Not fair. He heard it yesterday.
I thought he was just being racist again, yeah.
I am her dad.
So, explain
what's the deal. They're just like really stingy, and like it's like if you ask for one of something, like even if it's unhealthy, like Mee Goreng, I'd be like, can I just have one packet? He'd be like, no, it's way like better money spending to get 20 for a smaller amount. Mm. So yeah, now I hate fruit because it's always off when I eat it.
I didn't even know mangoes were legit for ages. Like, I just thought it was like an ice cream flavour. Growing up in Hoppers, and I was like, fuck, they turned this into a tree. This is sick. How good.
So in your head, at some point, there was going to be a salted caramel bush that you're going to run into.
I'm looking. You don't eat fruit at all then?
I'm like reparenting myself to eat fruit now.
Yeah. How's it going? What do you start with? What's an easy...
What are your top five fruits?
Yeah.
Okay. Top just five for the fruits. Patreon. I'm going to get there. Watermelon. Love it.
I love a Patreon.
Banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Banana's a kid's fruit. Anyway, move on.
What else? What do I eat? Like a peach sometimes?
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I haven't eaten that in a few months. But I feel like I'm going to lose all my teeth soon. But what else do I eat? I don't really eat that much fruit. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
No.
Kill me.
I never know when it's good. That's right. You know, like, I don't know. They go, it's not in season. I don't know.
See, I reckon this is the thing. I reckon once you become a parent, you get shit at choosing good fruit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm a single woman. I've just got all day to just squeeze those peaches. Yeah. But, like, I feel like my friends who are parents are just like, oh, fucking Granny Smith. I don't give a shit.
No,
like,
no,
they're
no.
just putting them in the basket.
No, Luch is ridiculous.
Really?
Like, our son hasn't had cake or anything.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. She's
just
healthy.
He's 24. super healthy. Like, I only got to watch TV this week. Properly, like for the first
but
time. He's 2.5.
My parents did that, and now I'm addicted to everything. Like, it's like,
sick.
I'll drink like I was like depressed in year 11, drinking like a 2-liter bottle of Coke every day.
Right. Wow. Right.
Good luck to your son.
So I'm going
to
get. And when my wife said, you can't get him a sports, but a county's 2, I was right.
Next question. 17 years of friendship means you smile patiently between serves while your fuckhead
Nick.
Mate finishes one of their 2 extra courses in a 6-course meal. Yes, Nick.
Deal.
That is deal, yes.
Yeah. I went for dinner with some friends and it was a 6-course meal. They said, oh, we have these on special. You can, you know, swap them out. I was like, do I have to swap or can I just add on? And they said, yeah, you can add on. So I added all 3 extras or 2, or 3, I think. Anyway, there's a lot of numbers. And in the end, I didn't realize that meant that in the order of the courses that come in, that when it's like my special course, I just get the plate and they all had to sit there watching. And that happened twice.
And they were probably starving because I'd only had 4 courses by then. That must be like,
it's like, they, but to be fair, like they'll give you a teaspoon of something and call that a course. You know, one of those.
Fuck that.
Rude. Yeah.
No, I don't. I eat strictly at RSLs.
from the mango tree.
Yeah.
Next question. If you go high, I'll go low, is how Michelle asked Barack to 69.
Irvy?
Yes, Irvy.
Josh.
You are correct. Yeah. That was me, yes. Point of Irvy. This was in my drafts folder for months. And I was too scared to tweet it out, going, when's the right time to tweet that kind of stuff out? Yeah.
I love that you're political.
When did you?
Yeah, very political, yeah.
Was it the day they stormed the Capitol? It was bigger fish to fry.
It was 2 days later. Next question. At this point, if people post a photo of their regular face, I'm like, whoa, they've had work done.
Irvy.
Yes, Irvy.
Nikki?
You are correct.
It's
got to
be in context, though, doesn't it? It's when everyone was doing the face app and, like, you know, everyone's aging. They're like, oh, this is me when I'm 70. Fuck off. Like, grow up. What are you doing? I'm sure we're going to have a generation of kids who are just so confused because their parents have all fucking Snapchatted or changed their face. And they're like, oh, what do you mean? I'm not an old man with a beard. Ah! They're going to have a real weird sense of self. Anyway,
just 9 days? Was that it?
Yeah.
Just 9 days in quarantine.
Guys, I'm fucked up. I feel it.
Can I ask, how did you spell four?
Yes. I believe it was
I
P-H.
Can tell you that. Yeah, well, let's do a spelling bee, okay? Let's go. Nick, your word is four.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can I get a definition, please?
Could you use it in a sentence?
Oh, yeah. Four. Check out his shirt. Looks good on him.
I mean,
a sentence I'm familiar with. P H W O O O A R.
Bum bum.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Triple O, triple A, triple R.
Oh yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's a
She'll
lot.
She'll fucking throw them out there. I don't even care.
Cheeky plug for emergency service and community radio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive for Twitter, isn't it? I've thrown that many fucking. Yeah.
What are they called? Letters now.
Letters. Characters.
Thanks, mate. It's been a long time.
You play a lot of characters. It's fine. The shirt, just quickly.
Yes.
I really want to make fun of you. But it's not in me, because not because the shirt isn't ridiculous, but just the guns. Fuck, I love them. Look at them. Like, it's just hard to make fun of him with the guns out. I am so hard.
The secret's a small head, I reckon. Yeah. I'd look fucking huge with his head.
Deal. I used to go by the rule "suns out, guns out," but now my arms are like strawberries. You can get them all season long.
It's all,
that's a joke that only this side of the room gets. Apparently,
hey, we don't eat fruit.
I've only ever had them frozen.
Speaking
in
of
a McDonald's
food, here we go. New game. Every time I eat a vegetable, I have to Google its nutritional contents to see if it's worth it. Fuck you, spring onion.
Nikki.
Yes, Nikki. You are correct. Yes, put there for Nikki. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling really embarrassed by my diet on this show. Yeah, I just feel like it's not worth eating a vegetable if it's not going to do you good. Because it's a task for me, and it's like if I look up something and it's not even that good for you, I'm like, I just wasted my time.
See, we work together. Irving and I work together at the project, and some days when we were allowed to go back in there, you would go and visit your parents, and you'd walk in with a whole trolley full of curries.
Yeah,
and I'd be having my back to it, and then all of a sudden, I just hear another person work there going, "Oh, curry day," and then you come and going, "Hi," and I'm like, "That's so racist. You can't say that." Then turn around and see you've got a whole trolley full of curry. So go,
it's
right,
like, no,
there we go.
Actually curry day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So there'd be vegetables
to
in
be
those.
Fair, there's some people online who are looking at this panel, the thumbnail of this panel, and going, "It's curry day."
I like too that it's like great to smash a tray full of curries and go, "What's in spring onion?" I don't want to. Get on to celery. Celery's like calorie negative or something. Yeah. Like it takes more to burn than is what's in it.
And it tastes like shit as well.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I touch it. Is that a myth? I thought it was a myth.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fitbit.
Yeah. All right, last question for the round. TV show idea. The Bachelor is given $1 million if he can stay married to the woman he chooses for a whole year. She cannot know that he's going to be given $1 million. At the end of the year, she's told, but with the option, that if she leaves him, she will then be given $10 million. He does not know about the $10 million part.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Nikki.
No, it was me. No. A point for me. Yeah.
This guy.
Good idea for the show.
Less clapping when the host tricks everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote these and I got you.
I can do the Bachelor voice, though.
You do the voices for Channel 10.
Yeah, mate.
What?
Coming up next on The Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
That's... I mean, no one's impressed, but that's...
But you do a lot of the Channel 10... what do you call it?
Yeah.
Voiceover.
Promos. Yeah.
Did you do stuff for I'm a Celeb?
Yep.
Coming up next, we hopefully see Dilruk. We won't.
Dilruk's gone. Second round.
First round,
sorry. There you go. I gave you a bit. I love you.
All right. At the end of the first round, the scores are me. I'm on 1 point. Nikki Britton on 2 points. Irvi on 2 points. Nick on 2 points. And in the lead on 3 points is Dilruk. Yay. Yeah. All right. This round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back to our high school days and talk about something that stayed with us. And today we're talking about a young Nikki Britton.
Oh.
Now, when Nikki was in year 10, what happened at the school swimming carnival that Nikki will never forget? Was it A, the male PE teacher was on the megaphone instructing the students on where they needed to be lining up when a year 12 girl dacked him? Everything came down and the PE teacher yelled fuck into the megaphone before pulling his pants back up. That is A. B, the PE teacher went on the PA system and stated, it appears that a lot of girls have got their period, so we have a bucket of tampons up here.
Grab you don't get that at KFC.
Wait, there's more. Grab a plug and stick it in. You're all swimming.
Fuck, this is before Aldi. Like, that would have cost heaps.
Or C, the ex-husband of the PE teacher jumped in the pool and refused to get out until she spoke with him. She didn't, and the cops came half hour later and coaxed him out. Nikki will never forget how sad he looked, dripping wet, being dragged off by the cops. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Nikki as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she gets your point. The floor is
so
open for questions.
Amazing.
I know. Ask away.
All three so amazing. Okay, how old were you guys? Sorry, I know you said it at the top, didn't you?
Year 10.
You can have that.
Year 10.
Well, that's the true part. So.
Yeah, exactly. But for those of us who didn't...
15? 16?
So you... Girls were getting their period then.
Yeah.
Oh no. Do we? Right. Hold on.
Okay. All right, Joe.
I went to an all boys Catholic school. We didn't get taught these things.
Well.
And I have no sisters.
You want to be taught now? Yeah, there's a lesson coming.
So that is of age? Oh, to get.
Yes.
Oh, mate. Yeah. 16. You kind of.
You'd hope so.
You're one of Irvi's mangoes.
I just know. Oh,
any University of Melbourne alumni? Yeah. Fucking hell, bro.
You study biology. That was not in accounting 101.
Yeah. I mean, you know, from 8 or 9, really, some people.
Oh, wow.
But usually around 12 to 15. Thanks, girls.
And what's the
weird survey?
Yeah.
Was your PE teacher gay?
My we had a few PE teachers. One was gay, yes.
Okay, so the ex-husband that went in the pool was the ex-husband of a gay PE teacher.
The ex-husband was a man.
Yeah. Okay.
And no,
PE teachers can be women too, Irvi. Yeah. This isn't
fuck. Oh, mate, yeah. Cancelled this early. Wow.
Women can be PE teachers too, and can get their periods as well.
Where did you go to high school? Like, what area of Australia?
Well, it was in Sydney. In
but what?
It was on the northern beaches of Sydney.
But close to the. But how far? Like how far north?
No, we're
closer to Newcastle than Manly. No,
we're closer to Manly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So why did everyone have their periods?
Well, because everyone was like...
Let me tell you. As a to quote Skormo, if I may...
Fuck, sorry, Dil. A minute ago, we all saw you learn about periods, and you're explaining periods to a woman.
It's
amazing. Can I just say that is...
That's the truth.
I know. Yeah.
It was a school... It was a swimming carnival. It was one of those common situations where no one wants to do the swimming carnival. And everyone was like, oh, my God, I don't want to swim either. I don't want to swim either. No. If you're not swimming, I'm not swimming. And then it just kind of rippled through the school of like, say, you've got your period. I've got my period. I've got my period too. And then it was an all-girls school and everyone was just like, you know, the party line was we all had a period.
Yeah.
The year 12 girl, was she naughty already? Was that a naughty kid?
That felt wrong, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just really...
I've got dry lips and I can't lick them. You know what I mean? Like, I failed after that question. Was she naughty?
And did you wear uniforms?
Did you have pillows at the school?
So this is the one who dacked the teacher.
She wasn't super naughty, which was why it was so funny. Well, it was just a moment in time. She was in the right place at the right time. She just took it. And it was amazing.
Is that a crime now? That would be a crime now, surely.
To dack a PE teacher.
I mean, you get in trouble. It depends how good a sense of humour your principal has, I guess.
Guilty of hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So... Yep.
I know. I'm trying to...
So that PE teacher was male, the one that she dacked?
Yes.
So what gender was your PE teacher?
Which gender was my PE teacher? The one that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was a man. Okay. That got dacked?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Each story can change PE teachers.
Oh, okay.
Gender's fluid, Irvi.
Come on.
Calm down, detective.
Do people think they know what they're looking at? Do they want to talk about the husband in the pool? So yeah, you want to ask questions about the husband of the bull.
Well, so that was the one where they... hold on to that. What happened with the person in the pool? So that was... they jumped in the pool, refused to get out until the ex-wife or ex-partner spoke to them.
Yeah. So they were in. They jumped in the pool. We were like midway through the day, I guess.
Right.
There wasn't a race going on, okay. But it was between races.
Yeah.
And he jumped in and everyone was like... Didn't even recognise it. Like, no one knew who it was. And so then he got out. Like, they had to drag him out. The police had to drag him out.
What were some of the things he was saying in order to try and get her attention?
He didn't say anything for ages. And then
silent protest.
Yeah, because everyone was like, what's going on? And but he just wouldn't get out. And there was, like, constant requests from get out, get out, get out. Megaphone, everything, get out. And then he just started saying, you know why, you know why. I'm not getting out, I'm not getting out. And then, yeah. We still didn't really know. Like, she didn't even give away what was why, you know?
Okay.
All right, what are people going to lock in? A, B, or C? We'll go with you, Cody. What do you reckon? Or just tell me which story you think.
You know what? I'm going to say B, the tampon story.
Grab a plug and chuck it in.
Female PE teacher at an all-girls school. That's what I'm going with that. Well,
If that story was true, that's a female PE teacher. Gotcha.
Okay, Irvi, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go B as well because I can imagine a teacher saying that to me.
specifically.
I was telling you to chug a tampon in.
Duruk?
I was ready to lock in B, but the way you said that last story made me sort of go, you were very avoidant.
What? C?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with C. Just a last minute change. But B was my front runner.
Sure. The correct answer was B. Chuck it in.
Yeah. We actually had a weird a freakish number of Olympians in our PE, teacher faculty.
At the school. At the private all-girls school on the North Shore of Sydney.
Mate.
What? Olympians coach there.
It was absolutely not a private school. It was public as you get. They used to call us the dog pound because it's where you sent the bitches. Public as you like. But
public,
we did
same sex school.
Yeah, I know it's rare, but it was true. She was just like, she was not having it. She was like, no, get a plug, stick it in, everyone's swimming. It was brilliant. Elka Graham went to the school, in fact. Olympic swimmer Elka Graham. Okay. Never mind.
I watch sports.
At the end of that round, the scores are everyone on 3 points.
Yeah.
That's never happened before. Never had a tie. All right, this round is called Knowing Me, Knowing You. In this round, I'll read out something that's happened to someone on this panel. You have to say whether it happened to me or to someone else. If you answer correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person that the story may or may not be about, they get the point. So the first one to Nikki. Was it Irvi or myself who, as a kid, was never allowed to have bubble gum? In year two, a kid in our class told us that ants taste like Hubba Bubba. That afternoon, we went home and we saw a line of ants coming from the toilet. So we grabbed a handful and ate them. Is that me or is that Irvi? And you can ask questions.
Okay. How expensive is Hubba Bubba? Are we thinking?
It's not very expensive. It's more about the health benefits.
I reckon. Oh, I'm gonna say, Irvi.
Yeah,
you are correct. Yeah. Point there for Irvi. Yeah, oh no, point there for Nikki. Yeah,
that's one of the worst doing a line in the toilet story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So what did they taste like?
They're fucking spicy.
And she would know.
Yeah. It's like spicier than my mum's curry. What the hell? it was like, I don't know what kind of ant I ate, but it was like just, my tongue was just like prodding with like hot flames.
Do you think that was maybe them biting your tongue?
Yeah.
Do you think that was more a
that was probably
poison?
Them trying to survive.
Sure.
Or an allergy.
Yeah. I don't think you're meant to eat them. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Did you go to school the next day and go, yeah, I know what bubblegum tastes like. Not for me.
Yeah, I was just kind of, I was just trying to fit in, you know how you are at that age. So I was like, yeah, it's sick. The grape one's awesome. And I just kept talking about how like flavorful it was.
Yeah.
I also wasn't allowed to have bubblegum as a kid. My mum didn't let me eat a lot of foods because I ate too quickly. She thought, oh, you're going to choke on it. Mm. But when I got bubblegum, I remember I was like year three or something like that. I chewed it and then put it out and then wrapped it around my head. It dried on... I had a mullet at the time.
Like Rambo.
It dried on my mullet and my dad had to shave my head.
She didn't see that coming. She was like, oh, we don't want him to choke. Fucking idiot wrapped around his head.
Hubba Bubba getting caught in a mullet is fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
I know you're from Tassie, but that's a fucking white trash story. I know.
All right, so to Irby. Was it Nick or was it myself who, during our wife's labour, her mother was in the delivery room and kept on trying to put healing crystals under the pillow? Our wife would knock them away. On the third time of her mum trying this, our wife said to us, but loud enough that the whole room could hear, can you tell my mum enough with the fucking crystals?
Cool. What colour were the crystals? Does anyone remember?
No, like various.
Various.
I'd never seen them before. Like, they just look like they do made up things, which is true anyway. But yeah, there was like an ambery looking one and a greeny and a blue.
Yeah, and does she always do this kind of thing?
Yeah, she's into that sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, if there's a full moon, get the crystals out.
Yeah, I feel like we'd be friends. I love that shit. If I ever give birth, I'm like doing it in a bed of crystals somewhere. I reckon it's Nick.
You are incorrect. It was me. A point there for Nick.
Yeah. You think I'd marry someone that has crystals in their family? Fuck that. I do due diligence.
But it was
due diligence?
No, I just had that beer too quick. Which is how I blame most race crimes I commit.
But true, my mother-in-law was doing this and also trying to rub essential oils on the back of her ear while she was in contractions. And Beck just looked at me and tell her to fucking stop it. Like, loud enough that she could hear. And I'm like, all right, Gwen, just put it away, I reckon.
Oh, Gwen. Of course, Gwen with the crystals.
But yeah, because she was on it. She was like face down on the pillow and her mum's trying to put a hard rock under the pillow. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing, mum? Like, yeah.
What was it for?
Healing stuff. I don't know. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Cause there's like a crystal that lubes it better.
Because her mum is really into, they go to a spiritualist church, so it's like, we don't believe in any one god, but we believe there's something out there.
That's
seems
of,
nice.
That's like,
yeah, harmless.
That is nice.
Yeah.
When you say really that. When you say church, you mean farmer's market. Yeah. And they rarely sell soap at church, but I've, like, my wife's family is very close to that. Like, they haven't, but they're the sort of people, like, you get up in the morning and I'd ask them if I'm staying at their place, would anyone like a coffee? And they say, no, it's too early for coffee. And you go, yeah, no, cunt, that's why I fucking up. It's too early. They have tea to prime themselves for coffee.
Yeah.
So that's the same as crystals to you?
Pretty much.
Nothing alike.
Oh, just cameo.
No.
Milan's turned up. Wrong podcast, Milan. Anyway.
By the way, I left my pregnant wife and son at home this afternoon before coming in here, and Luch said, will it be a big day? And I said, absolutely not. Had a look at the lineup. Nobody's drinking. And as soon as I get here, Milan pops his head in with a pint. It's happened again.
Thanks for coming, Milan. All right, now to Cody. This is for you. Is it Dilruk or myself who has been told we need a penis operation... But we're putting it off because after the operation, not only can we not exercise for 2 weeks, we can't have sex or masturbate for 6 weeks.
Before you ask, it's too big. Just need a couple of inches off.
Sorry, the room. Can I say, the
that
room,
was such a telling laugh.
The room went silent. Can I just say when I read this out?
That was
when
such
I read
a
it, I was thinking, this is going to get a
as
laugh.
As if you know Janine.
Let's get this 4.5 down to a more palatable 4 inches, all right? Let's trim the top off. It's hard because you two...
anymore.
You both love exercise. You both...
Love
a wank. Yeah, we both love a wank.
Well, said no. Different positions. Married with 2 children, recently lost 95 kilos. So one guy's... I assume it's that. One guy's rooting heaps and the other one's wanking heaps. What's the surgery for?
You asking me?
You, Dil.
It is called a scarred frenulum. Basically, you know the banjo string? Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you just point in your mouth after your claim of Darwin? You're like, that what? It's not like a land here sign.
Oh boy! boy.
Yeah, so the banjo string. It's got a little bit of scar tissue from chafing.
Oh.
Wow. All right.
I should
Josh,
should
what do you need it for?
Same thing. So
we crossed swords too quickly. Yeah. We were docking and we both got the same injury.
Docking's so cool, by the way. It looks just a hilarious concept.
So I'll tell you how it happened. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was I started running in lockdown and I bought special running shorts and they had the inbuilt kind of underpants.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that because I wear like boxer brief kind of things. And yeah. So I thought, I have to use the special running shorts. And then the mesh was rubbing on the end of my penis. And so,
like, you know, cheese when you grate it?
Oh, poor food choice there.
That's all right. I have Caniston.
On the end.
On the end.
So yeah. You've got to get the end chopped off.
No. Oh. Just it's they just cut the frenulum.
Ding 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 ding.
Just cut that off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it'll get bigger when you do it? That'd be sick. Like it was being held back. It's like whoa.
So it's like a self-inflating mattress. Like a self-inflating mattress. You just undo it and it's whoo.
Like those inflatable men.
Get his dick out the front of a second-hand car, John. Oh, fucking the beers, fuck! Shit! I should never have had that year off. You know what? I'm going to go with Josh just because kids are at school now. You got some time to sit around the house with a sore dick. Del's got a new girlfriend. He doesn't want any part of that.
Nick, you are correct.
Yes! Yes!
Oh my God. Wow.
Nobody yeah. with a new girlfriend gets a dick operation.
But I'm putting
it. You fight through it.
I'm putting it off. I haven't signed on to do it yet.
So yeah, so the true story is the running.
The true story is the running. Yeah. So I was running and it was chafing, and so it's like.
Did you really cut the underpant part of the?
So look, let's go into it. Can I just say, for the record, my penis.
Beautiful.
A beautiful looking penis, okay?
Yeah. Had two children.
It's
none of them are beautiful looking.
No, yeah. Mine's very nice. It's not.
They all look
right
like
now.
It's not
the biggest, but you look at it and go.
Bottom of the fucking ocean.
I describe it. I describe it.
They're great.
Mariana's
horrendous.
Trench. All of them. That's where dicks are
like
from.
Like a bowl of chips for the table. Like you don't think you want it, and then you see and go, actually, I might have a bit of a nibble. It's not going to fill me up, but it's going to be fine.
In my
Can I?
In my head, that's like your dick's received an atomic bomb and there's just shards of it spurting out. That's
the red sauce is away. Anyway.
Can I see, Nikki, your impression of a mollusk moving from a shell to shell?
Yeah, again, a visual gag, but thank
sure,
you,
Dil.
These people pay money. That's what they get.
People can see. Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Yeah,
this is your impression of a dick.
Yep, this is a dick. It's growing.
No.
It's growing. There it is. There you go. Terrifying things. Ugh.
So it's made the frenulum tight. So to pull it
but
back.
The frenulum,
yeah, baby.
What the is frenulum? The frenulum?
The frenulum is like that bit on your tongue.
Yes.
But
on your dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
The bit, it's like the anchor.
Yeah.
That stops it just flying off.
So when
it's
yeah. so painful.
So when it goes
I
back.
I imagine.
It hurts.
Dick's just shooting into space. Somebody's cut his frenulum by mistake.
Oh no!
So yeah, I haven't booked it in yet because I'm thinking, do I do the double and get a vasectomy at the same time?
Because
for sure,
go,
bro,
I've got to go under.
You're there. You're at the dick shop. There's no way vasectomy and frenulum are different people doing that.
It's the equivalent. Do you want some fries with that?
That's just somebody with a lot of small tools. That's. Get him
but
to
Josh,
do it.
There is like a time issue, isn't it? So there's 2 weeks of
it's
no walking.
It's going to explode?
Yeah.
No, 2 weeks. If you get it done, 2 weeks no walking.
2 weeks of no exercise at all. And then 6 weeks of no sex or masturbating as well. And then six months of if I have sex, I've got to wear a condom. And I'll be married. I don't want to bag it up.
Is that's why you're asking vasectomy at the same time. Yeah, just do it all.
Is that what no digging
you've
got
to wear the protection to protect yourself, not so you don't get them pregnant. And I think that's also why you wear it as well. Anyway.
Wouldn't a condom condom really irritate the frenulum?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that frenulum. Never mind, guys. Never mind. Oh. It's the frenulum at the tip, isn't it?
Wait, which one were you thinking?
Oh, I thought there was one between the dick and the actual body. You know, like a...
What?
You mean the ball sack?
Ah, the testicles.
Do you think do you think the dick is barely hanging on?
With a banjo string.
String, yeah.
Like a gecko's tail. That and just like swivel.
Yeah, and if we get scared, we drop it and run away. Yeah.
Don't
corner
him.
What the fuck happened in Darwin, mate?
Just the ground is scattered with dicks up there. They've just dropped them.
Because I was thinking about exercise and dicks as well. Because I don't know. Men
it's a great Pornhub search
men
criteria.
Up here. Like, I don't know. When you exercise, when you're running, it hides itself.
Yeah.
But yeah. Which made me think, you know, remember Matt Shervington, the runner?
Yeah.
Was massive.
Was known for having a massive dick when he ran. I'm like, that's when he's running. That's when it's hiding itself. Imagine when it's just him relaxing. Fucking amazing.
No, I think it was. That's why he came fucking 10th out of 8 runners. He was fucking horrendous.
Holy moly, indeed. Anyway,
I do love a guy that is like, do I have time for that or would I rather just have a painful cock forever? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's just push it back. Get it done.
All right, so that was about me. Okay. right, to Dilruk. Was it Nikki or myself who almost caused a riot, in a good way, at a gig because we talked about female masturbation? We were meant to do a 5-minute spot but only got through a minute before we said goodbye because he knew the next bit was not going to be, was not going to top it. Was that Nikki or myself?
I mean, I've worked a lot with Nikki Britton and she is hilarious. With specifically about female masturbation.
So it's all
just
I got.
I feel like there's... Well, just to play the game along, Josh.
Yes.
What is your bit about female masturbation?
I say...
They shouldn't do it. It's against God's will.
I'll say, yucky, yucky, yucky.
He's got his guitar.
And then he pulls the guitar out.
No, I was doing shows for Nellie Thomas. It was like No Means No shows. And I was doing a bit about talking about sex and saying everyone's parents have sex. And it was for high school kids. So they were like, oh, I'm like, that's not as bad a thought. A worse thought is imagining your parents having a wank. And then I pretend my dad's having a wank. And I go, and then my mum, oh, Bondi vet, Bondi vet, Bondi vet.
Oh, my Lord.
Why was that so controversial?
Oh, they were teenagers.
Oh,
so
we
went into school to do these shows.
To do that.
Urban's like, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
To teach children.
So uh-huh. it was me and Harley Breen, Nelly and Tegan and Rob Lloyd. And it was like we'd just go up and do stand-up
That's interesting because I now do remember you have that bit. So now I know that can be potentially true. Mm. I just don't think you would have got as big a response.
No, but it's teenagers, man. Teenagers.
Teenagers.
This is why all our sex ed is fucked up and you guys don't know, like, bodies. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't put these men into it just because I'm an idiot.
Josh.
Not all men are idiots like me.
I think they are.
Josh, are you the new Harold the Giraffe? Is that what you...
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to confidently change my answer to saying it was Josh Earl.
Dill, you are incorrect. It was Nikki.
Josh Earl, that was an incredible performance.
It's almost like I wrote the podcast.
But you do have that Bondi Vet bit, don't you?
I do have that bit, yeah. So when I heard Nikki's story, I thought, oh, cool, okay. I can make this whole show.
So what's the real story?
Tell me that story, because I don't think I told you.
No, you said it in an interview.
Oh.
You said it in an interview
for ripping shit off other places.
Echo Daily.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's for the Echo Daily.
Okay.
Yeah, well, someone didn't send me their stories till this morning, so I've got,
What's the backstory there, Nikki Britton?
It was actually in India. We went on a tour in India and
would you look at me?
We were it was this late night show. India hasn't had stand when we were there, like India only had stand up for like 7 years or something. It wasn't a big thing.
God bless
Russell
Peters.
Just taking off. And we were at the Bengaluru Comedy Festival and they were having a late night show. And so we all got up to do 5 minutes, like huge lineup of people. And I was one of maybe three women on a lineup of about 20 people. And I went to India not really knowing, you know? You're just like, okay, a lot of my stuff is pretty sex positive and really about female masturbation. How's this going to roll in, you know, this different culture? Anyway, I was just like, oh, let's do it. And it was 11 o'clock at night and it was this full hall and these what I was saying, these women, like, they were collapsible chairs and they stood up and they were smashing their chairs on the ground and jumping on their chairs and screaming like they were getting electrocuted. Oh,
that's what happens when you don't wank often.
Well, when you were doing your bit, they were doing that.
Yeah, about female masturbation.
Oh, my God.
But and then afterwards, like, in a fun way?
Yeah, yeah. Mate, oh. In like a...
Oh, sick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, afterwards oh. They did say... These jokes could revolutionise India. And I was like, guys, come on.
Oh,
that's too much.
You mean in a good way, though? Like, yeah.
In a good way.
I thought you meant in a bad way.
Gandhi Britain over here.
I know.
Your modern Mother Teresa.
Wanking my way to a sainthood.
Thankfully, you were... thankfully, you didn't get to your I love bashing cows closer.
Yeah.
Really woo! Changed the tone. Oh. You got out early.
15 minutes on beef. it was a very humbling moment.
Yeah,
you can't, yeah,
beautiful.
It was
very
so one cool. Minute and you're like, I can't be top this, and you're out.
Oh, I mean, they just went bananas for so long as well. I was like, oh, that's my time. Thanks, guys.
That's so cute. Incredible.
It was
I
pretty amazing.
That.
It was really
so
cool.
Nice.
It was
at
cool.
The end of the round, the scores are Irvi on 3 points, Dilruk on 3 points, Nikki on 5 points, and Nick also on 5 points.
Turn that around, have we?
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who, 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 Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. A point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. First one, can't buzz in for your own. First one is this one. Whose photo is on Google Street View of them recording a podcast?
Irvi.
Yes, Irvi.
Dill?
No, it's Nick Cody. Point off, Irvi.
Thought that's the kind of shit
maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I did a podcast called Something for the Drive Home with Bart Freeband, and he spotted we're at a cafe in Brunswick West. Can't believe I said that. And it's the worst thing I've said on this show. And he spotted the Google van, and we went, hey! And it fucking got on there. But they've been back since, we're gone. But for a few years there, it was all right.
Next question. Who here got accepted into medicine when they left high school?
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
You're not in this yet.
I'm not in this. As if I would have.
That's the joke. and it's like, fuck it, that could actually be Nicody. Can I renege my buzz? I'm going to go with, because I know she's very smart, Irvi.
No, you were incorrect. It was actually Nikki Britton.
Oh.
Hey, suck it!
Still.
I refuse to look at dicks though the whole time. So I, was, yeah. I don't know where the frenulum is. I still don't know.
Did you not want to be a doctor? Or
yeah, did you go?
I was like, you know what? I reckon there's more money in comedy. Let's give this a go.
Thought you'd get more respect this yeah. way. Yeah.
What did you do instead? Did you go to uni at all?
I went to massage school for 6 months. So I'm quite a good massage therapist. Cool.
Good choice.
Not funny, just that's the truth.
No, I did sports management because I saw Jerry Maguire and I thought that looks pretty sick. And I lasted 4 months or something and quit.
Yeah.
So, I was but yours is yeah, at yeah. uni.
Is that because you
went to acting school?
I know I'm giving off TAFE vibes over here.
I went to acting school, but I also went to clown school. So,
the audible groan.
That's exactly the sound my parents made as well.
Next question. Who recently spent $2,000 on a new phone because they thought their old one was broken, only discover a week later their old phone worked fine?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Dill.
You are correct. It was Dill, yes.
Yeah.
What happened, Dill? Did you drop it or?
No, I was just running and then it started raining and I'm like, fuck, try harder, nature. And I kept running. And then I got home and the phone just died. And then I got told to put it in a bowl of rice. Which I did, and then two days later, I wanted some rice, and it still wasn't working. And then on the third day, it did come back on, but by then I'd already bought a new phone.
Just like Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. That's so probably
now I have two phones. If anyone's in the secondhand market, it's
definitely the saddest running story we've heard today.
Yeah.
Next question. Who here is such a bad driver that when their mum is in the car with them, they always cross themselves and pray? So the mum sits there and does this.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Irvi.
You are correct, yes. Whatever, Dill.
Just the pray. That's what gave it away.
Praying, yeah. I'll, like, look back on my rearview mirror and she's just like quickly doing this one. I'm like, I can see you, Mum.
What, what type of flavour do your parents have in terms of religion?
That's a weird way to ask the question.
Because it could be.
I know it's Indian flavour. They're Hindu.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
not they're not really crossing, but I can see her doing that. Like the universal symbol for prayer.
Which of the thousand gods do you reckon she was tapping into?
We follow Durga, who's like the matriarchal one on the way we're from.
Oh.
So probably her.
Yeah, right. She was a good driver.
Yeah. She's got eight arms, so it's unfair.
So how bad a driver are you though?
I'm pretty bad. Like, I now am on my full license, but I'm yeah. Unlike some losers, I'm on my full license. but I'm driving around with L plates on just because I don't want people to think I can actually drive. it's like so much
undercover
pressure.
Undercover learner.
Yeah, because I just like scaled up. I just like got my license, haven't driven since. And then I'm like 5 years later. Now I've got a car. I'm trying to drive around with L's.
And during lockdown, you told me you were driving in lockdown?
Yeah, so I was driving in lockdown. Yeah, I was practicing with my dad and we were going at like 2 km per hour through the city. And this is when the lockdown was like, you can't leave 5 km. And then at the back of my, like, I just see there's like red and blue flashing lights. I'm freaking out and there's like a cop car right behind us. And my dad starts like screaming and he's like, I've never been pulled over before. Because we're like both nerds. and it was like the most stressful moment because there's like literally a cop right behind me and it took me so long to park. while they were watching and I started to like get out of the car and they're like stay in the car and yeah they let me off but it was just because I was outside of the 5k. Yeah, it was dramatic.
Did you get booked?
No, because it was like this like really lovely like motherly cop, but I feel like if it was a guy, no offense man,
nah,
it
offense
would just be like done.
Offense.
Yeah.
Learn that lesson, guys.
I was just like, I can't drive, I'm just learning, and she was like, honey, you've got a long way to go, just keep going.
Surely the cops are like, we've seen worse drivers on Bourke Street.
yeah. Just yeah, she didn't want to make me too angry.
How many?
You know my favourite bit about the Bourke Street driver?
Your favourite bit?
We are on there now.
When the guy's doing doughies at Fed Square, there's two massive units that run at his car with baseball bats to hit it with baseball bats, and they don't stop anything, and everybody goes, nice try, boys. And nobody's asking, why do these cunts have baseball bats in the CBD? I'm obsessed.
I know, I'm Australian. Get cricket bats. Anyway, so... So that is a Sean McAuliffe joke. It's a whole sketch. Anyway, I'll just so to have no one cancelling me on Twitter. Okay, next question. Who once went on a date when 5 minutes into the date said, oh, I have to go move my car, and they never came back?
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
I mean, in my defense, I knew that I was like, I had a guess, but then talk about poker face, Nikki Britton.
Yeah, Jesus.
Nikki.
You are correct, yes.
You look like when my staffy ate my shoes. Is that you, Yumi?
What happened? This was only a week ago, last Saturday. Last Saturday, as I've, you know, told you beautiful people, I have spent a lot of time on my own recently. And so I thought, you know what, Nikki, you're here in Melbourne. Why don't you just get out? Because you know what, I mean, you guys would know far too well. You're like, get a bit agoraphobic when you've spent that much time. And you're like, come on, mate, you've just got to get yourself out there. You've just got to meet people. And I was on a dating app called Hinge and I'd matched with this guy a few days earlier. And he said, do you think we should go for a drink sometime? And I was like, well, yeah, maybe. 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. Let's go for a drink. So we meet in Edinburgh Gardens and I was wearing an outfit not dissimilar to this. Yeah. Cute. And and I showed up. The sun was shining. It was a beautiful afternoon. And I met him and I was like, hi, I'm Nikki. And he said, hi, I'm Kiefer. True, real name. fuck you if you're listening.
He's a Kiefer. Yeah.
He was not. He said, oh yeah, I'm Kiefer. He said, where should we get a drink? And I was like, I don't know. I'm actually not from Melbourne, so where should we go? That's literally what happens to me on a date. Oh. I don't know what happens. All my power leaves me.
Well, now
anyway.
Now I give him credit for lasting 5 minutes.
I was better. I promise I was better than that. I was better than that, right?
anyway, he said, where should we go? I said, I don't know, I'm not from Melbourne. He said, oh, there's a pub on the other side of the park. Why don't we go there? I said, sure, great. He said, oh, I'm actually, my car's over here in a 10-minute spot. Oh, why don't, I'm just going to move it closer to where the pub is. Well, it's not a 10-minute spot. Yeah. And you wait here, I'll come back. And as I watched him walk away, I thought, this feels familiar. I'm not sure how this is going to go. Anyway, he didn't come back. And we'd said we'll just have one drink, half an hour max. So he literally could not spend another 28 minutes in my presence. And so he drove, blocked me on the app, never heard from him again. And I literally stood in the park laughing like a crazy person, just like, my God, what a story. And then I called my sister and she was like, Nikki, not again.
My God.
Hold on.
And it was the pity in the again that I was like,
fuck. I felt terrible until I realised it's an app. So you knew his name was Kiefer before.
How long did you wait in the park?
How long did I wait?
Like,
genuinely, I was laughing very hard. It was...
Joaquin Phoenix in The Joker.
Yeah, pretty much. This has happened a few times. Like, what once a man fuck? Just stole my wallet and ran away. Like,
No.
It's frequent.
Hold on. You say that, the setup to that is better. Didn't just steal her wallet at a pub and ran off, which is already grim. Where did he steal your wallet?
To hear this, listen to episode 213. Oh. It's on that.
Nice.
Oh, it is, isn't it? 213, guys. Check it out. Well, I was... he had said, oh, why don't you come back to Perth where we met for 3 weeks and we'll try and make it work. And I flew to Perth at Perth Airport. I got my wallet out to see how much money I had for a cab. This is about 12 years ago now. And he grabbed my wallet and he ran away. And so...
Are you fucking serious?
When I talk about that visual of a man's back just at pace in the opposite direction from me.
Oh, my God.
That's why I was like, hang on, this feels familiar. In that case, I remember clearly the slap of his rubber thongs on the asphalt
as he just ran.
Because,
I mean, you know what? You did spend a lot of time in quarantine. Is there any chance...
There was...
But there was... Is there a chance that never was a Kiefer? You just imagined this whole scenario?
Oh, yeah. It could have been a castaway situation. Yeah. It's just a mop.
You're brave for even trusting again. Like, I
feel yeah.
like,
that's
I feel
right.
like a guy wronging me is like not paying for dinner or something. I'm like, you're dead to me now.
After somebody stole your wallet at Perth Airport and run off in thongs, I assume a braid.
Thongs, babe. So, thongs, Kiefer, off the list.
That's the first date I've been on since that. 12 years. And
oh, my God.
It's like a sad Halley's Comet.
No, I'm good, guys. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right. Whose mum told this person they need to leave? So, and I'm kind of here, they can buy a fucking spine.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Nick Cody.
You are correct. Yes, it was.
That sounds like Karen Cody.
What does that mean?
No, so good work. Not saying the rest, but Dill obviously knows my mum. So my family are mad Essendon Bombers fans, like crazy. And about 8 years ago, I was in Perth doing gigs and I'd stolen a chick's wallet. So I went to the footy. And I'm cashed up. Let's go see the Bombers. The mighty Bombers. Grabbed some new Havianas and went down to Subiaco and my mum is a mental Essendon fan, like 83 grand final against Hawthorne. My dad said he was trying to drag her away. The Bombers were down by so much in the grand final and mum was just crying over the fence and she won't leave until the game's done. She thinks it's for cowards. So I'm over in Perth watching Essendon versus Freo. The Bombers are down by 58 points at half time. I called mum. Said, mum, obviously it's not going well. It's not a great game. And I said, I think if Freo kick the first goal of the second half, I'm going to leave. And she said, what are you leaving for? To try and buy a fucking spine.
Wow.
She's a savage lady and I love her.
You can feel free to edit this out, Josh, but every Christmas, Cody's mum would message me going, Happy Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate.
Now, to balance that, she is currently serving a 3-month ban on Facebook for calling Trump supporters cunts. So,
oh, so her heart's in the right place. Yeah. Yeah.
Next question. Whose Uber driver once came into the gig they were driving this person to, sat in the front row and heckled all the acts?
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Irving.
You are correct. Yeah. It was Irving. Yeah, point there for Dill.
Did you hear that? Yeah, it was the wildest time. I was going between gigs and this female Uber driver, I got in the car and she just starts like ranting at me. She's like, never trust men. And I followed her directly.
I haven't been driving Uber that long, but...
So you didn't go to medical school and now we know what you did
you
after
that. You
need
to hear this woman. yeah, she's asking.
Can you pay cash for this Uber ride? Somebody stole my wallet.
Yeah, just like on about it. She's like, you know, you can't trust them. They'll rape you. They'll blah, blah, blah. She went on for 15 minutes on rape stories. And I'm like, I'm going to go do a gig because I'm meant to be funny now. I'm just like, go to your happy place. It's fine. Get out of the car. And this gig, you have to go up 3 flights of stairs. So I get to the very top and she's already at the bar buying a drink. Whoa. Yeah. And I was like, how do you already get up here? So like, what are you doing here? And she's like, I love comedy. My friends say I'm really funny. I've got bipolar. And then went on. Like, my bipolar's funny, but
checks
like,
out.
Yeah. And then she sat in the front row and like, well, while I was on, she was like screaming. She's like, go girl, go girl. And then the next act, who was like the headliner, is really good, got on. She's like, fuck man, get the girl back on. So it looked like she was my friend that I brought. I'm like, I do not know her. She's fucked. But it's like if a man had done that as an Uber driver, it would be wait. I could like call the police. But just because she was like, just get on Sheba, babe.
So five stars.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
she's
like,
really
please.
Fucking Trojan horse that for Sheba. Like getting
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. She yeah.
Behind enemy
Sheba.
Lines.
Yeah. Next question. Who was so funny that their partner broke their toe from laughing too much?
Sounds made up.
Nikki?
Yes, Nikki.
Nick Cody.
No, it was Duruk J.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it stopped. I mean, Irby's already cut the legs.
So good. Was it the partner or the funny bit that threw you off?
Yeah, it was. I was on holiday, and yeah, I was making a laugh, and her legs literally buckled. Well,
was she
we
ill?
We were in a
conference. This is a vaguely disguised fucking self flex, if I've ever heard.
Yeah,
it.
Come to my show. Yeah.
Okay, I'll. Well, yeah.
We can't all have polio.
So I have a hernia.
Don't try and get as many points now.
I was making a laugh by showing it the noise it makes when I push it back in.
Oh, what does it do? What's the noise? Do you still have it?
Well, no, not at the moment. It's pushed back in. But yeah.
Can you pop it out?
It goes.
Where is it? Abdominal hernia?
No, on the dick. The bit above the pelvic set. Inguinal hernia, I believe it's called.
Inguinal?
Oh, fuck it.
What are you going to do, Nikki? Clown it out? You missed that opportunity to fix this. You could have saved Dill.
No, it's not popping out.
I can massage it. I can massage it.
That's good for a hernia.
Get the elbow. Is this a ganglion on your wrist as well?
Yeah, I have a ganglion
too.
Oh, is that where it is? Has it moved up? Ganglion. What is that?
You've talked about your ganglion on TV.
Well, I don't have a ganglion anymore, but
they got it sucked out.
Yeah, well, it's very. I had one deep in my pelvis, and it's very rare to have that. You get them from overuse, and so I.
What?
Doesn't matter. I wonder why yours is on your wrist though. But
I only lost the weight a couple of years ago.
she buckled her leg.
Then, yeah, she fell on her pinky toe and it literally broke. And so for the rest of the trip, she was in crutches, couldn't use her left leg. But also because I don't have a driver's license, she still had to drive us around all of Tasmania.
How bad did you feel about that?
It was a good gag, though.
Drink
milk.
So this
was recently?
Last week.
When you guys were up in the park.
We had different wickets.
Is this the new girlfriend?
Mm. Yeah.
Did she drive you here with her toe? Like, broken toe?
No, she's not in the state at the moment.
Oh,
sad. Oh.
The tension. We all want to know about the new girlfriend.
Tell us more, Jill.
How many days? Hang on. How much?
Probably not.
No.
What do you want to know?
I would say listen to Fitbit.
How many days had you been in Tasmania?
Sorry. Oh, go for it.
How many days?
6 days. How many had been at the time?
Yeah, at the time.
4 days. 3 days.
So you got 3 good days.
Before
she's
a champion. Let's
crumpled.
Say that. Well, you know, she powered through.
Jesus, Nikki's border force. I didn't know.
I know.
How many days were you there?
All right, and our last question for the game: who here has mistakenly said yes when asked if they're a sex worker?
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Nikki.
You are correct. Yes, it was.
When you said you went to massage school.
That wasn't even the occasion. It's happened twice. That wasn't even one of them.
At the clown school?
So nice.
It was during clown school, yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was in Paris and, like, it was summer and I was, like, frolicking around, like, you know, an Australian in a low-cut dress in her 20s in a Parisian summer. Yeah. I was having a great time.
We've and all so been
was,
there.
Yeah. I was smiling at people and having a good time. And these on this street that I lived on in Belleville, bad case of wanker. I'd walk down and there was these, you know, like elderly men who would sit on these chairs and I'd smile at them and wave and then they started walking up to me and going, put on. And I was like, sure, putain. Have a good day.
You thought it was chips and gravy.
Yeah, exactly. And then I went home, like this had happened for a couple of weeks and I went home to my roommate and I was like, hey, what does poo tart mean? And he was like, Nikki, what have you done? And I was like, what? The man just keeps saying it to me. And he's like, you cannot smile at them anymore. because putain means like sex worker, prostitute, are you? And I think that I was being asked you for bookings, basically. And then another time. I thought he was flirting with me. I thought he was...
Was this in English?
This one?
Was his
this
name
one was
Tifa?
In English.
Wow,
this was in English. But I was confused because he was like, hey, do you want to please edit this bit out?
All right.
But I'll have to finish it now. I was like teaching this thing and he was like, oh, whatever. Anyway, he basically was like, hey, cracking on in my opinion. I was like, oh my God, he's really like me. And he was saying, you know, like, oh, you've got beautiful curves and like these curves could really, I'm really enjoying them. I know other people would enjoy them. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. And then he said, do you want to get a coffee sometime? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I saw him with his girlfriend and I was like, okay, open relationship. I've been stitched up like these before. Okay, I get it. And he was like, no, that's my girlfriend. We're very much monogamous. And I was like, oh, okay. So why were you going to take me out for coffee? He was like, for business. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, you seem to be flirting a bit. And then I spoke to someone and they were like, no, he's a pimp.
Yeah. I was going to ask, was he wearing like a purple hat and a cane and just...
anyway, yeah, he was a pimp.
And cut. Good.
And then bring it back. 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
And that's why you come to the live shows. At the end of the game, the scores are Irvi Majumdar on 2 points. Go for Irvi. Nikki Britton on 4 points. Nick Cody on 6 points. Oh. But our winner at the end on 7 points is Duruk JSC.
I'd like to dedicate this win to Nikki's dating life and her willingness to share it publicly. Thank you.
Hey, Dill, you've got some shows coming up. You want to plug them now?
Yes, I do. I've got some shows with Diamond Dave Thornton. Well, you just call it Dave Thornton. But it's called...
Is he cool with that?
Yeah. The D2O, it's going to be in Adelaide, at the Adelaide Fringe. We're also performing at Geelong a few days before that. And then I'll be at the Melbourne Comedy Festival doing my show that didn't get When you say get cancelled, it sounds like I did something wrong. The show that I couldn't do last year at the Comedy Festival, Victorious Line, will be back at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, COVID pending. But quick plugs on podcasts.
Yeah, go for it.
My podcast with Ben Lomas and also another podcast with Ed Cavalier called Dilruk's Mad Stacks.
Excellent. So. Give it up for Dilruk, everyone. Hey, Nikki, where can people find you?
In parks. Not on Hinge wallet. Anymore. Cancelled it. Cancelled it. No, I'm doing a show for Melbourne Comedy Festival called One Small Step, and it's at Melbourne Comedy Festival, so come to that.
Great.
And our Insta, The Nikki Britton, only because Nikki Britton was taken, probably by this bitch in Illinois. Anyway. And that's it.
Great. Give up for Nikki, everyone. Irvy, where can people find you?
I'm also doing a split bill at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, so it's called For a Good Time Call. And it might be raunchy, might not, don't know yet. but yeah, you can come to that. Thank you.
Excellent. And Cody, where can people find you?
At the Nick Cody on Instagram, Dad Bod, my stand-up tour that, of course, like everyone else, got pushed back last year, is on this year at all the festivals. And I've got a podcast with your mate, Luke Heggie. It's called Mid-Flight Brawl, and we're doing a bunch of live shows. Yeah.
Give it up for everyone as they leave the stage. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And give it up for the sore dick, Josh Earle.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.